The power of the cross, taking up our cross to follow the Lord. Ask, how often do I trust my own instincts, and how often do I entrust myself to Jesus? Seek, try to live each day with a resignation to God's will, accepting each moment with the expectation that God might be breaking through to you. Knock, meditate on 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 6 through 9. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that in due time he may exalt you. Cast all your anxieties on him, for he cares about you. Be sober, be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour. Resist him, firm in your faith, knowing that the same experience of suffering is required of your brotherhood throughout the world. Think about the experiences of Peter in the Gospels and the Acts of the Apostles and the words he gives us here. What lesson do they convey? How might the devil be seeking to devour you in your attempts to follow Christ? Transform your life. Make an amendment to live humbly. Cast all your hopes and anxieties on the Lord. Realize that following Jesus means living a life of trust, not in your way, but in God's way, the way of the cross. For more Power of the Cross reflections, visit discerninghearts.com.